Pidgeon entered a plea of not guilty to charges in an indictment unsealed this morning before State Supreme Court Judge Donald Cirio, who is in Buffalo from Syracuse to oversee the case. Pidgeon's day in court comes one day after longtime State Supreme Court Justice John Michalik pled guilty to two counts, including the admission of taking a bribe. The judge, according to prosecutors, sought Pidgeon's help to secure a court position, and investigators contend Pidgeon used the judge to secure a receivership position for a contact. Pidgeon posted bond and surrendered his passport, although his attorney Paul Cambria argued his client is not a flight risk.
Believe me, he wants to be here and he wants to have this trial. So there's no chance of him fleeing the jurisdiction, that's for sure.
Among those watching proceedings was Mark Sacha, who previously worked in the Erie County DA's office and, during his time there, recommended criminal proceedings against Pidgeon for alleged election law violations. He was ultimately let go. Sacha is satisfied that Pidgeon's been charged, but he suggests this only scratches the surface of local corruption.
I'm wondering how it was decided not to go after the election law crime, because you know what? The election law crimes get messy. Because other elected officials might get in trouble.
Cambria anticipates that after periods of time for motions and pretrial proceedings, Pidgeon's trial may begin sometime in early 2017. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.